You're listening to 84, where I discuss concepts that will help entrepreneurs at B2B startups run effective marketing campaigns that will help your company grow. In today's episode, I discuss concepts from Eric Ries's book, The Lean Startup. Now, this book has revolutionized the way B2B startup companies approach product development, but what I've seen in my experience is that many B2B startup companies have not applied the same lean startup principles of minimal viable product and developing your product through a cycle of innovation to their marketing campaigns. So in this episode, I talk about how to apply the lean startup model to create iterative marketing campaigns that get you success in a fast-paced startup environment. If you hadn't read it before, Lean Startup, what is it about? Well, Lean Startup, Noam Wasserman, a professor at Harvard Business School, said that Lean Startup is a foundational must-read for founders. It enables you to reduce product failures, and it brings structure and science to what is usually informal and art. Now, if you think he's only talking about product management, he was in this case, but if you think about that statement, it also rings true to marketing, because marketing is usually perceived as informal, unstructured, and an art by most of the other people in the business function, and sadly, sometimes people in marketing as well. But really, when you apply structure and science to marketing campaigns, they become just as predictable and innovative as a product development process. Now, what the Lean Startup method will help you to do if you apply it to marketing campaigns is it'll help you bring science and rigor and an innovative process through a methodology inside this concept that's called lean thinking. And what you'll be able to do by using the lean startup method for your marketing campaigns is you'll be able to improve the speed and efficiency of the way you're innovating on your campaigns. So to put that in very simple terms, using lean startup is a scientific approach to marketing and actually it's a scientific approach to product management, but we're going to apply it to marketing. And what it's going to let you do is build effective marketing campaigns faster. And an effective marketing campaign being defined as one that reaches your marketing goal. Remember from earlier in, episode 26, I talk about the separate three goals that you can have for marketing campaigns, and they can either be brand awareness, they can be lead generation, or customer retention. So applying this will help you get to your goals with whatever your goal is with that campaign faster. Let's think about what's happening in product development if your startup's running a lean startup method, right? So first, you're going to build a minimum viable product, right? And your first product is not really good. It's going to be really buggy, and it's not going to be very stable, right? You're going to have a lot of, a Wizard of Oz type coding where processes are going to look automated to customers, but really there's going to be manual people on the other side of the computer making things happen, right? And you're going to send it to customers before you even have it ready. For example, when I was at TextRecruit, this is a great story from the founding of TextRecruit. Prior to launching the entire company, the two founders of TextRecruit actually sold the product to Cracker Barrel, which is a very large retailer in the United States. If you're not from the U.S. and you're listening to this. So they sold the B2B enterprise software to Cracker Barrel, a Fortune 500 company, before they'd even built it, right? So that is the definition of minimum viable product, right? A pitch deck and a concept and a proof of concept. And you're going to charge money for whatever version of your minimum viable product you have. And then you are going to change the product constantly. You're going to send new versions of your product out every day, multiple times a day, right? It's constantly going to change. It's going to evolve. The pricing is going to evolve, right? Imagine if Coca-Cola changed the formula and the flavor of new Coke drinks that they launched 12 times a day and constantly changed the pricing, the packaging, and the experience that you had when opening the bottle or can of Coke. What if Coke suddenly started coming in squeeze bags and then the next day after that, they sold it as gummy bears, right? It wouldn't work. So by the traditional perspective on business and the way you create a product, the lean startup method is pretty much doing everything wrong, right? You're shipping something that's not ready. We're constantly changing it, and we're charging money to customer. We're bringing it to market before we completely know what it should be and before it's everything our customers actually need. But what happens a lot in marketing is that marketing campaigns don't adopt this same principle. And the principle that marketing campaigns need to adopt is not MVP, but MVC, minimum viable campaign, right? And you need to figure out what that is, create it, and you need to ship it and put it into market and test it before you actually think it's completely ready, because you won't know what the actual correct campaign messaging, content, personas are, because things are changing so quickly that from in terms of the product strategy, the sales strategy, and the go-to-market, that your demand gen needs to keep up and innovate at the pace of the product. If you look around the startup company you're working at right now, or maybe you don't even work at one yet, but this is what they're like if you're working at one, and you'll notice that the founders at almost all startup companies have a couple of traits in common. One, they move really quickly, right? And they're very open to new experiences, new concepts, and new ideas, and they have a high degree of tolerance for uncertainty. But then if you look at marketing leaders, many of them do not move very quickly. Some of them can take months to set up a marketing campaign, which is far too long in my opinion. A lot of them are fear-based and afraid to try out new channels. So they're afraid to try out things like TikTok or LinkedIn ads. They're afraid to try video. They're afraid to do podcasting because why? Because not enough other people in their space are doing it, and they're not able to stomach the uncertainty, right? But if you're at a startup, you need to have those same values that drive your leaders, your founders, and what let them build a startup company in the first place, and you need to bake those into your culture and especially your marketing culture. Now, the thing that happens that's a problem is that if you're moving really fast, launching campaigns before they're completely ready using the concept of minimum viable campaigns, and you don't have a rigorous scientific approach to testing and iterating, where you're operating in sprints and you're really clear about what you're trying to learn from this iteration of your minimum viable campaign and the edits you're making to it, what you have is just chaos, and you don't want chaos. But what you want is controlled chaos, right? So if you think about, I think it was a Mesopotamian civilization, they have this concept that all of their great mythological figures stand with one foot in order and one foot in chaos. And that is where true creativity comes from. And if you think about what innovation actually is innovation is just our 21st century word for creativity in the context of the technology environment. So what Lean Startup for marketing campaigns lets you do is it lets you stand with one foot in chaos, which is your minimum viable campaign and speed of execution and just constantly launching things. And then the other foot stands in order, which is your scientific approach and A/B testing and rigor and documentation of your experiments that you're gonna do. All right, so let's get into thinking about a marketing campaign, right? So let's say your total addressable market is 50 countries, and you've got marketing directors at Fortune 500 companies across 50 countries. I guess whatever the Fortune 500 equivalent would be in each one of those countries, and whatever company size you're looking at, so you know you have 150,000 people across this segment. Let's just say the United States, to keep this simple. I'm making it too complicated for myself right now. United States, 150,000 people, right? So normally what most marketing managers and marketing leaders at startup companies would do is they would go and really spend a lot of time planning. And they would maybe spend even months just planning out every single message and every single initiative, from who we're going to do lead generation with to what messaging we're going to go out with, what ebooks we're going to publish, what we're going to write on the blog, what we're going to say on social, and what conferences we're going to attend, and what are we going to do. But the problem is with this, which is the traditional marketing campaign approach, is that you are operating on a series of assumptions that you have about your market, and you have assumptions about whether or not your audience is going to be at these conferences. You have assumptions of whether or not the messaging you are putting out is actually relevant to them. And you're also assuming that whatever you know about the market right now, it's going to be the same 6, 12, 18 months out from now. And if you look at investment and you study investment at all, Warren Buffett himself says that he does not try to predict the market. Now, of course, he's talking about the investment market, but really what I can take away from that as a marketer is there's no way you can predict your industry and what's going to happen in it, right? Like, let's take COVID, for example. There was no way any of us could have seen COVID coming. So the issue that a lot of marketing departments at B2B startups especially run into right off the bat is that they focus too heavily on this type of planning. And really long term, this type of planning is not that effective because of how quickly things can change. And because since we're operating in a startup company, most of the time our initial assumptions are actually incorrect. And that's why our products change so much, because even on the product side and our customer hypotheses are incorrect. So at a startup company, we don't necessarily know exactly who our customers are or what our product is. So it's very challenging to market to that. And it's a very bad idea to nail your entire marketing campaign down based on your current assumptions, because that means you are going to be entrenched and it doesn't give you the flexibility to be more iterative. So instead, what you want to do is you want to test different hypotheses, right? So, and you want to test them in quick, like 1 month sprint cycles, right? So let's say, for example, that you notice that there is a trend in your market right now, and let's say you have a marketing AI product, and that a lot of people in your market are talking about natural language processing. Well, what you would want to do to test that and see if you should attack natural language processing with your marketing from a content perspective is then you would go and say, okay, let's see if we can go after an SEO. Let's write 16 articles on it and launch, right? So you'd go do that. Then you'd go see if those articles led to more traffic, if they led to more awareness, if they led to leads, right? You would go and say, okay, next, maybe you figured out that, you know, talking about NLP is the right thing to do for your company. So then you would, and that blogs are effective as well. So what do you do next? Do you keep blogging? Maybe you do that. Maybe you create video instead because you're noticing you aren't actually engaging enough of your executive level audience with your blogs. So, okay, instead of, now a traditional marketing campaign approach would say, oh, you want to do video? Okay, you got to plan out the entire quarter of video, and you need to see your themes, your topics, and we got to get sales to buy in on this. We got to get product to buy on this. And you know, we have to put all the videos through a review cycle. Instead of that, what you would say in a lean startup applied to marketing model is you would say, okay, let's test this video concept. We're going to do 4 videos on NLP and we're going to market them to these people. And this is the way, this is the metric, let's say total video watch time, percentage of complete video watch throughs. And we're going to look for a high percentage of complete view throughs in our targeted segments. And you would go and launch it. And if that was effective, then you would learn something and that would inform your next test, right? So instead of coming from a place of, I have all these assumptions, I'm gonna put this campaign together because I am the marketer and I'm a marketing expert and I am an expert on the market and I know exactly what people are going to respond to, which is really taking the approach of marketing as an art instead of a science. What you're gonna do instead is I have these assumptions and hypotheses and biases maybe as well. And instead of taking this long, huge view on them and entrenching myself, I'm going to have strong opinions loosely held. And I'm going to do that by condensing my actions, testing really, really quickly in a very targeted, specific way, iterating, learning, and using that data to inform my next test, and therefore improving my understanding of my market in a much more iterative and innovative way. And that is the entire idea of lean startup really applied to a marketing campaign in the scope of this particular episode. Now, there's a lot of other concepts from the book that we could get into that I won't, but like, for example, early adopters and value hypothesis and growth hypothesis, right? But for now, for this episode, what I really want you to take away is instead of coming from a place of operating from your assumptions from the moment and then extrapolating them out to a year or 18 months or 6 months of campaigns that are very meticulously planned, what I instead encourage you to do in the lean startup models is to do is to focus on short-term, quick campaigns that are very targeted and very specific and being used to find out and test one of your assumptions about your market persona and your product, and then use the learnings you get from them to inform your next set of campaigns and just continually iterate. And what you'll find by doing that is not only one, will you take more action, but two, you will find what is actually effective in your particular business context.